We have been talking a lot about what is normal in the last few days. Today we're going to look at it from a slightly different angle. When God created man and woman, he blessed them. The word for bless in Hebrew is barak, and it simply means the covered sun. The picture of it is the son being kneeling and the father standing behind him with his hands covering him. Now, right after saying this, God said to Adam, I have given you all things. In fact, God said the same thing to Adam and to Joshua, to Abraham, and Paul said that we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. Nothing more has to be given. But in the context of telling us this, God also says, behold, I have given you all things. Behold means to gaze at something. It means activating your emotions while you're observing something intently. In other words, what God said was that we receive what we are beholding. What we look at continually becomes what we get and also who we are. Let me put it in these terms. A major thought or image you hold in your mind becomes the thing that is drawn toward you. Even if it's something you don't like or want, you become like your predominant thoughts. Why? Because what we think about continually, especially with our emotions, gets written in our hearts. Over a period of time without even knowing it, we accept the new reality that we're thinking about. It becomes normal to us. For example, if a woman is raised in an abusive situation or with a father that was unfaithful, she may think every man is like that. All men are pigs, she may say. Once we make these negative statements, the meaning behind those words on their way to becoming normal in our hearts, that woman is now drawn to people where the men, or the drawn to men, I should say, who act like pigs. Even though her conscious mind does not accept or doesn't like people like them, her heart, through continually being preoccupied with men are pigs, has formed a belief that all men are pigs. Therefore, her subconscious or her heart seeks it out. If, for example, you think everyone is dishonest, you will be drawn to people who are dishonest. If you think all men are abusive, you'll be drawn towards abusive men. If you think all women are sluts, then you'll be drawn to women who are sluts. It becomes your normal. It becomes your belief in your heart. That's why it's so important to spend time looking at Jesus. When you look at him with eyes of your heart, you'll begin to attract who he is into your life. Jesus said that whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. What was Jesus saying? He was saying that if your conscious mind and your heart can agree, then it will be done. Doubt of the heart to Jesus was not the absence of belief. Doubt of the heart was actually when your heart believed something different than what your conscious mind believes. What Jesus was saying was that when your heart beliefs are synchronized with your mind beliefs, or the conscious mind beliefs, then you will be able to speak forth with authority what you believe, and it will happen. Now, how do we cause our mind and hearts to be synchronized in faith? By focusing on Jesus. Seeing him in your heart, seeing that he lives in you, seeing that he is, that as he is, so are you in this world. The more of Jesus you see, the more your heart will attract his reality. Our problem is that we want to believe for good things to happen with our minds. We want to see God's power in our lives. We want to see Jesus. Now, our conscious mind very much want to do that. But because we have for years and years been taking in the wrong information and been looking at the wrong thing, we've been looking at the things that are contrary to God's reality, and we have processed that information with our emotions, it is now written a new belief in our heart, and Jesus calls this doubt. But the good news is it's changing That's why we put together the meditation tools. We have taken the Word of God, God's truth, what God has said. We've taken His information, and we have now allowed that information to be processed emotionally. We think about it every day for 40 days. Now you're beginning to see what is happening. Your heart is being transformed. Your heart beliefs are synchronizing with the beliefs that you've held for years in your mind. But now there is no sense of, there is no sense of doubt, because you're no longer double-minded. You have one mind. You have one sense of direction. Now you'll begin to track good things. You will track God's reality. Good things will happen to you, not because you deserve it, not because you're a good person, but because the eyes of your heart has been illuminated to the exceeding riches of His grace toward you. You are seeing Christ in you. There are no more limits. Good things just happen to you. It's a new normal in your life.